Mike Adams.
The whole country is run by Big Pharma. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies.
The Health Ranger Report.
The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This is a breaking news alert about the Las Vegas massacre that just took place. Our hearts and prayers go out to all those who have been killed, which currently numbers 59 according to the official count, and it's rising. Over 500 people injured. This is a horrific, just horrific mass shooting event. I want you to stay informed on this. Read shootings.news. Yes, we actually have a website called shootings.news to be able to cover these events. Now, ISIS is already claiming responsibility for this, according to a Reuters report. The title of that report is Islamic State Claims Las Vegas Shooting, Says Attacker Recently Converted to Islam. And according to that story, which quotes Amak, let's see, what is Amak? Who is Amak? The group's news agency, Amak. Oh, that's the ISIS news agency. Said that this person, this Stephen Paddock, I believe his name, a 64-year-old senior citizen, converted to Islam and then carried out this attack. But I'm here to tell you there are five big questions, five things that don't add up about this mass shooting. And I've covered this in a story on naturalnews.com. I'm going to go through this list very quickly and I'll bring you more updates throughout the day. Number one, the concert goers reported the presence of multiple shooters. Okay. So this could be caused by confusion and chaos. Obviously, a full auto weapon might sound like multiple shooters, but it could also be actual multiple shooters. After all, there were, I think, 8 to 10 rifles found in the hotel room of Stephen Paddock. Why would one man with a full auto rifle bring, you know, 9 more rifles? Well, the answer is because they're anticipating using 9 more shooters. One man can't shoot 9 rifles or 10. Doesn't work that way. So the concert goers are reporting multiple shooters. And they're saying, I heard a guy on Fox News this morning who said he and his friends who were there at the concert, they were sure there were 3 shooters. That's what they said. The official story is that it's a one-man deal, lone gunman. You know how those stories usually go. But in any case, it might be more than one shooter. Number two, another big question. Someone warned the concert goers that they were all going to die 45 minutes before the shooting started. Who was this person? And the UK Express is reporting that a woman who was at the event said that another woman, some lady, had gone up to the front of the crowd and told everybody they were going to die. And she was escorted out with, she was a Hispanic looking lady, according to the witness. And she was escorted out with a man, maybe her husband, who knows, a friend. And they were both around 5'5" tall or 5'6" tall. And they looked like everyday people, according to the report. Well, this means that this was pre-planned. And since those two people obviously weren't the shooter, because the shooter is taller than 5'5", much taller. Obviously, there are multiple people involved here. And someone was trying to warn the crowd. All right. So there's some strange stuff going on here. Very strange stuff. Okay. The third point here that's very fishy is that the weapon that you hear on all the videos, lots of people got video footage of this. You can hear a full auto weapon in the background. And there are times, I'm listening to these videos, there are times it sounds like 2 full auto weapons to me. Now, maybe, perhaps, those are bullets ricocheting off of pavement or something. But there are times where it sounds like full auto on top of full auto. If you're a police officer or a veteran, I challenge you, listen to that yourself and see if you hear what I'm hearing. Because at moments, there's 2 layers of full auto gunfire. Because regular single gun full auto has a cadence. You know, it's like... And if you hear something go in the middle of that, that's another full auto. And what I'm hearing is like, that's what I'm hearing on some of the videos. So to me, it's almost certain that there's a second full auto weapon, at least, involved in this shooting, which would be consistent with the fact that there were so many guns found. Now, by the way, full auto weapons are very, very difficult for regular civilian people to get. They're very hard. I mean, you have to go through ATF, extensive background checks, documentation. The wait time is about a year almost. They cost like $25,000 or more because you can only buy pre-1986 full auto weapons. I mean, full auto weapons are very, very difficult to get. They're extremely rare. But you know who has a lot of them? Law enforcement and military. So law enforcement has these weapons. Military obviously has these weapons. Full auto is hard to get. This is not something that you just go down to the gun store and buy full auto weapons. It's just, they're not easy to get. And besides, actual shooters, like tactical shooters, like some of the guys that I train with, they don't want full auto because you can't hit your intended targets. This guy, you know, unless you're shooting at an entire crowd in a mass murder event, which is what this guy was trying to do. So he wanted full auto, but I got to tell you, most law enforcement guys, concealed carry holders, military guys, they don't want to run full auto because they're trying to shoot only bad guys. Sometimes they're trying to shoot bad guys in a crowd and not shoot the good guys. Those are some of the scenarios that we've trained in the past, by the way. When I say we, I mean myself and some of the military guys that I've trained with. Hostage scenarios, very common. Even like on a bus, like a bus hostage scenario. Or crowd scenarios where there's some people that are good guys, some people that are bad guys. You don't run full auto against a crowd unless you're a terrorist. Because, you know, you can't control what you hit. So anybody that's running full auto out in the open like that is obviously intentionally committing an act of terrorism and mass death. And there's no other way because you can't control what you hit. Full auto weapons are hard to handle. And by the way, there's another question in all of this. This guy's a 64-year-old elderly person. I mean, he's a senior citizen. Now, I realize maybe some of you are also 64. You don't consider yourself a senior citizen. You're healthier than the average person who is 64. Most people in America today, when they get into their mid-60s, they're frail. Are you telling me that this guy carried 10 rifles up to his hotel room at age 64 and then that he manhandled a full auto weapon for like 10 minutes of sustained fire? Really? Because I doubt that. I don't think that that's possible. Full auto weapons require a tremendous amount of strength and endurance to fire, to handle. They are hard to handle. And they get hot, so hot. Hotter than crap. They burn your fingers off. They get so hot that the barrels melt. I mean, it's insane. How can this 64-year-old guy carry all that gear up to a hotel room? And why would he if he's the only shooter? Why would he? See, it makes no sense. All right, point number four. Why were all the exits blocked? If you listen to people on the news, they're complaining. I mean, rightfully so. Maybe complaining is not the right word. They're saying that they were blocked, okay? Like rats in a maze. Everywhere they went, they tried to flee. They couldn't flee. Everything was blocked. And then the concert people turned the stage lights onto the crowd. If you look at the videos, the minute the shooting starts, the stage people, the musicians, fled off stage, and then the lights went onto the crowd, lighting up the crowd, making it a perfect target for the shooter. What the hell is going on here? And then people couldn't escape, and they had no cover. There were people hiding in porta-potties. Porta-potties don't stop rifle fire, by the way, in case you didn't know that. People were desperate, though. They couldn't get behind concrete. They couldn't flee the scene. They were stuck there like rats in a cage. What's going on? How come this concert didn't allow these people to flee? They were literally just sitting there like, you know, targets of opportunity for this crazed shooter. All right, question number five. I've sort of already covered this. Why did he have so many firearms in his room? What's he doing with, you know, as many as 10 rifles? How did he carry all those up there? Why would he have so many rifles? What's the point? Were there more shooters involved that were supposed to have the rifles, and maybe he just decided to go off early? Was it staged to try to say that guns are bad and more guns are more bad? just to have guns everywhere when in his room? For what purpose? Why would a shooter with a full auto rifle need 10 rifles? You can't shoot 10 rifles. You can barely handle one. In fact, I don't think a 64-year-old guy like this could really handle one full auto for a sustained, you know, time period, 10 minutes or whatever. I don't think that's the case. All right, and lastly, again, getting back to the ISIS connection, why is ISIS claiming responsibility for this? They say they converted him to Islam. Now, the FBI denies that. The FBI says there's no evidence of that. Of course, the FBI has lost all credibility ever since James Comey committed treason and covered up the crimes of Hillary Clinton. So you got to take the FBI's words here with a grain of salt. You know, the FBI plots and carries out acts of terrorism in the United States, stopping them right before. You know what I'm talking about, right? The FBI schemes up terrorist acts all across America, and then they recruit usually homeless people to, or sometimes Islamic-looking people to jump in. They'll offer them like $100. Here, drive this van, you know? And then the guy drives the van, doesn't know there's explosives in the back, doesn't know there's like a map in the van of how they're going to blow up the Cleveland Bridge or something. And then the FBI swoops in and catches him. Oh, we caught terrorists, you know? It was the FBI's plan all along. The FBI is notorious for doing this. It's been written about in the New York Times, by the way, how the FBI stages terror plots to catch and ensnare would-be terrorists. They do it all the time. And it brings up the question, could this be another FBI terror plot that accidentally went live? You know, that like they were planning on trying to ensnare a bunch of ISIS people. Maybe this guy, Stephen Paddock is his name. Maybe he was an ISIS guy converted to ISIS and they were trying to capture him. Maybe they gave him the guns, but they failed to stop him in time. Who knows? You can't trust the FBI on this anymore because of James Comey. He just ruined their credibility, which is very sad because there are a lot of good people in the FBI. The agency as a whole is not a bad agency. It just has bad elements in it, kind of like everything these days. You know, it's like the government, you know, every department has good people and bad people. I guess that's true everywhere. In any case, could this be an FBI plot gone bad, got out of control, accidentally included full auto weapons? Remember Operation Fast and Furious? Remember that operation? Eric Holder and Barack Obama conspired to allow guns to go to the hands of Mexican drug lords and drug dealers. It's called Operation Fast and Furious, and they did this on purpose so that they could cause gun violence in Arizona and near the border, and then they could use that to call for a banning of the Second Amendment and taking away the guns. Eric Holder did that. It's extremely well documented. Obama did that. That was all part of their conspiracy to wipe out the Second Amendment. Is that still happening today? Is the ATF involved in this and somehow did they allow these guns to get into the hands of an ISIS terrorist? I don't know. I'm just asking questions based on history and experience. We've seen this kind of thing happen before. There are a lot of questions right now. The official narrative already doesn't make sense. And ISIS is already claiming responsibility. So these are a lot of different questions. Here's my take on all this, all right? I don't trust ISIS. I don't trust the FBI. I don't trust the official narratives. I don't trust the mainstream media. I don't trust anybody on this deal, which is why I'm asking questions, lots of interesting questions that you're not going to hear probably anywhere else. Like you, I'm skeptical of everything I hear in the media. I'm skeptical of every official story, every BS TV announcement that says, oh, we found the shooter and there's only one shooter. Really? Because there have been multiple shooters in other events where you said there's only one shooter. You know, I mean, going back to the assassination of JFK, for God's sake. You think that was one shooter? I don't think so. In any case, the history of America is full of conspiracies and shootings, and it's not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy analysis. Of course there are conspiracies in the history of America all the time. I mean, if this is an ISIS shooting, that's an ISIS conspiracy. They conspired to make this happen. And there was more than one person involved in this, clearly. So anyway, those are some of the questions I have right now. Obviously, some of my questions might be rendered irrelevant if new information comes out that contradicts them. I don't claim to know everything on this, and this is very early in the reporting on this. So I'm just asking questions as an inquisitive journalist. That's it. I want to get to the bottom of this like you do. I don't want to see these mass shootings. I don't want to see people hurt. I don't want to see ISIS running a war in the streets of America. And lastly, I do want to say, you know, my heart goes out to all the first responders, all the firefighters, law enforcement, ambulance, EMTs, everybody who is pitching in here, even the frontline doctors. My heart goes out to all of you who are pitching in and saving lives as much as you can right now. You deserve tremendous credit. You are real Americans. You know, in a time when it seems like half our nation is taking a knee and kneeling, a bunch of pampered millionaires in the NFL are kneeling. Well, the real Americans are standing up and they're saving lives and they're getting things done. So, you know, that's the difference between a bunch of crybully victims in the NFL versus real Americans who are the cops on the streets and the firefighters and the EMT people on the streets getting things done, stopping violence and saving lives. So I want to recognize those real American heroes and even the good people within the FBI as well, who are, of course, on the case here and investigating this as best they can, sometimes even when the bureaucracy above them is halting their investigations. You know, I've heard this, you know, I know former FBI agents, and they tell me how sometimes they're stopped from doing their jobs because of the bureaucrats and the politics. You know, it's a very political organization. So there's a lot of good people in the FBI, men and women both, who are not allowed to do their jobs. And they'll tell you that off the record, by the way, because they've told me that off the record. It's true. It's true. All right. My heart goes out to the victims, their families, prayers to all of you. This is an atrocity that should never be allowed to happen. We got to get to the bottom of this, which means we got to keep asking real questions and find out who's really responsible so we can stop this. You know, this is our country, and we are not going to let ISIS or anybody else carry out massacres in our streets. We the people will do what we need to do to stop this from happening. So stay tuned. Read the website shootings.news for more coverage of this. And my name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.